Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading today is from Jeremiah chapter 15. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and bring down retribution for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, do not take me away. Know that on your account I suffer insult. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of merrymakers, nor did I rejoice. Under the weight of your hand I sat alone, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Truly you are to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you turn back, I will take you back, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall serve as my mouth. It is they who will turn to you, not you who will turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I have lived with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered.
Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind.
For your steadfast love is before my eyes. I have walked faithfully with you.
I have not sat with the worthless, nor do I consort with the deceitful.
I have hated the company of evildoers. I will not sit down with the wicked.
I will wash my hands in innocence, O Lord, that I may go in procession round your altar.
Singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and recounting all your wonderful deeds.
Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides.
Our second reading is from Romans. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Last week, the church heard Peter proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It was a glorious moment. With it came powerful blessing. "On this rock, Peter, I will build my church. Nothing, not even the gates of Hades, will prevail against this church. I will give you, Peter, the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You will have authority to bind and loose. Nothing in all creation will be able to prevail against the gathering, against the fellowship, against the church that Jesus is building. Nothing. Not dread illness, not political polarization, not racial and ethnic conflict, not violence, not vigilantism, not fear, not hatred among people, not division. Nothing can prevail against what God is doing through the true church. And what God is doing is all about bringing unity among people who see the world in very different terms. God is about reconciliation and forgiveness and new life. God is about challenging people to work for justice and peace. But that peace that God promises is not a peace that marks the absence of discomfort. No, in reality, there are times when peace is only achieved by having the hard conversation. Peace is sometimes achieved by moving toward the very challenge that is so unsettling. Today, the church hears Jesus lay out the path forward. He's still not yet to Jerusalem, but he knows that he needs to let his disciples know the discomfort that is coming. That is hard work. The way forward is so very counterintuitive. This is the reality of building a church. This is the reality of Jesus and his work. Frankly, today, it is the reality for the body of Christ. As I've thought about Jesus showing his disciples that he must undergo great suffering, be killed, and on the third day raised, I find myself trying to imagine myself into that conversation. What would I feel? How would I react? Peter, star student that he is, pulls Jesus aside. Now, I've spent the better part of the week paying attention to leaders and followers.
One commentator points out that when Peter calls Jesus to swerve from the path ahead, Jesus tells him to get behind him. In truth, the verb is the same verb Jesus used to tell Satan to go away after those 40 days of fasting and temptation. Get away from me. It's a command form. But with Peter, the command is not to get away, but to get behind me. Peter is the consummate disciple. He gets the lead role. When Jesus called his disciples to come behind him, to follow him, there was the same prepositional frame, behind me. But it was such an invitation. Not now, though. Get behind me. Several years ago, Gina Campbell was presenting a continuing education session on leadership. She spoke of a friend from Johannesburg, Trevor Hudson, who marveled that in the United States, there are so many seminars on leadership. She recounted that he then would use that as a springboard to launch into a lengthy discussion about discipleship and the need to be a good follower. It seems kind of silly to say, but being a good follower ultimately means getting behind the leader. In some way, Peter forgot his place. He stepped out into a position that presumed he knew the mission and the way forward for the sake of the mission. God forbid it, Lord. Gina, in her seminar, used children's play as a guide. She proceeded to speak of all the different kinds of players that are necessary. She spoke of those who are what she called the glue. They know what is necessary to hold the group together. They know how to keep people from quitting. I interpreted these glue players to be the ones who also stick with people who are stuck. They help them get over the obstacles. Gina described then also boundary players. These are the ones who know where the margins are. They sense that point that is, well, it's out there, but it's not too far out there. They know the perimeter. Gina also described the organizers. These are the ones who clarify, at least on the playground, what the game is. They know how to proceed. They know how to keep they know when the game is over, and they know how to, well, keep the game going. But you know, there are also those who are simply content to follow. They are important because without them, there is no one to lead. All of this comes from a friend of Gina's who paid really close attention to the games and the play of children. But when applied to leadership, I'm reminded that if the leader is being the glue and the boundary person and the organizer, the leader has no time and place to lead. So yes, Peter is the rock upon which the church is founded, but that does not make him the leader. For that moment, he forgot. The way forward was just too impossible for him to comprehend. I imagine Jesus saying, "Get behind me. Don't tempt me. Do your job in holding all this together while I lead us into a very difficult work ahead. We can't avoid it and still accomplish the mission before us." What was true in that moment is true today in the body of Christ, the church. There is much important work to do. Being anti-racist, feeding the hungry, working for justice, clothing the naked, seeking peace, grounded in costly grace of giving ourselves over to God's mission. as Jesus said, deny self and take up the cross. It is frightening. It is counterintuitive. It is also life-giving. It is the church against which nothing in all creation can prevail. Let us not forget who our leader is and follow this leader, Jesus, into the way of new life by God's grace.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.